The DEA finds 1,500 bricks in a baller's house. Wow. Straight from the Street Sports Report is being brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Is it soccer or football? There's one place to settle it once and for all this summer with wall-to-wall TVs and hand-spun wings. That place, Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Donald Sterling has changed his mind again. According to his lawyer in a statement released, the team is not for sale. The billion-dollar lawsuit against the league is back on. DEA finds 1,500 bricks and guns in a baller's house. But first, Phil Jackson just put his puppet in place. I mean, his man, Derek Fisher, agrees to a five-year, $25 million deal. Press conference scheduled for today, 11:30 Eastern time. Cavaliers will interview Mark Price today for their coaching vacancy. Of course, he played with the Cavs 9 seasons. Prior to Calipari signing that $52 million extension with the Wildcats, Calipari was in talk with the Cleveland Cavaliers about their coaching vacancy, and word is he was going to make somewhere between $60 and $80 million over 7 seasons, and he was going to get full control. What went wrong? That just sounds so sweet. Game 3, live from the 305 tonight, Spurs in the Heat, even at 1. On the ice, Rangers in real trouble, shutout-style losers in Game 3, 3-zip, now down 3-0. DEA ran up in a Pittsburgh home owned by former Steeler Deshae Townsend. Now, get this. Agents found 1,500 bricks of heroin, 16 guns, $100,000 in cash and jewelry, and a live chicken.
What?
I don't know what the chicken was for. It was live, though. So that's...
Oh, my gosh.
Two men were arrested. Deshae not a resident of the home, so maybe he's just the landlord or something. Police don't believe he was involved in the drugs. So we'll see. Now, this is some sad news right here. 6-time Olympic gold medalist swimmer Amy Van Dyken completely severed her spine.
How?
Wow. In an ATV accident. They're saying that she had to be airlifted to the hospital, and she told rescue workers that she couldn't feel her legs.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, I understand she had surgery yesterday, and they're saying she's in stable condition. She was the first U.S. female athlete to win 4 medals in a single game back in 96 in ATL. Of course, we're wishing her a speedy recovery, and hopefully she will be able to swim again. Hopefully. Amen.
Hopefully she'll be able to walk again.
Yeah, you're right about that. Major League Baseball, Dodgers over the Reds in the Natty by 4. Nats over the Giants by 7. It was the O's over the champions, and the Indians continue to roll. 9 wins in their last 10 games. They beat the Rangers 17-7.